Well, that is Alex Bowman. The 88 car will be on the track this weekend. And if you're looking for somebody to root on, this is it. You pick up Alex and you ride a few more races in this 88 before he switches over to the 48. I was obviously reading a little bit about your background. Now, you were a 1993 kid, right? You were born in 1993. So I don't know if you know what the big songs were in 1993. But I'm trying to find a song to attach to you. If you had a song in your car, if they could take this technology in NASCAR and put a song in your car that you would want on a final lap as you're bumping doors with somebody, is there one in your head that you would like to have blasting in there to get you motivated?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a big I Prevail fan. They have a lot of pretty motivational songs.
Really?
So something by them, probably.
You know, well, they do have that cover of Taylor Swift's Blank Spaces. Would you like that? That's probably not the one you're talking about.
That's probably not my choice, but that was a good one for sure.
Because I did see that Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, was the number one song of 1993. I don't know if you knew that, Alex, but that basically is your spirit animal song. I'm not sure that that's motivating either.
That's unfortunate.
It is. And believe me, I don't even want to tell you what mine is. Although I think, intern Steve, I think yours is Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night. So you got that one. We always like to say, you know, off the track, I know you got a rescue dog. You got dogs. What have you found to fill your time with this season? Since there's been a lot more downtime than normal, because there's no fans and the sponsor obligations are a little bit different than they have been. What have you been doing with your downtime?
Man, phone calls and Zoom calls. That's all I do.
Really?
We all should have bought stock in Zoom before this deal, because that's been. I have never done so many video chats and phone calls and all that good stuff. They keep us pretty busy with that stuff. But, you know, outside of that, I'm pretty, like, mechanically inclined, and I have a race shop and built some race cars that we raced through the winter. We're actually going to the racetrack to shake some stuff down tomorrow. So just working on that stuff, trying to get ready for the winter and be ahead of the schedule for once. Typically, I'm working right up to the last minute to get to the races we go to, and it's given me some time to kind of get ahead of it and be prepared. So that's been a lot of fun. I have two dogs. They take up a ton of my time. They hang out in the shop quite a bit, but that's really it. Typically just tinkering with something car related.
I'm going to make a note that when you get back over here to Daytona in February, that we'll see if I can get you to wrench the 95.7 the Hog truck, because it is making a terrible sound. It's got bad exhaust. So if you could help us out with that,
perfect.
Yeah,
we can fix it.
I'd appreciate that. All right, well, we're all focused on victory in Texas, and if not there, Martinsville's fine too. Let's get Alex Bowman to this final four and have a shot at that trophy. We appreciate you, man. Let's root on the 88, Alex Bowman. Thank you much, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good one.